Well, I think it's almost warm enough these days. Certainly the humidity's nice and, elevated. It's nice to go outside and work, you know, during the afternoons these days and get done what you can get done. I'm sure many of you find it the best time of the year to get outside and work, right? Right. This is the season in which we often hear this public service announcement, which always baffles me. It just, every time I hear it, it still strikes me as, do we really need to hear this? It's the whole, wear light, loose-fitting clothing, and drink plenty of fluids. As if somehow you're crossing the desert, I guess, and not just in your front yard, right? But if you're going to go outside, wear light, loose-fitting clothing. Do we have to be told that? At what point, some of you might remember the days when they didn't make public service announcements like that. Because they just, I guess, figured we would know. So at what point did we as a society, as a culture, become that dumb? Right? That's what strikes me when I hear that. Really, we have to hear this. When you think about it, and you say, okay, what do we have to be told and taught everything? I mean, do we have to be reminded to do even the most basic, simple things? And do we as human beings know anything anymore simply by instinct? We can kind of judge what's going on and see for ourselves and know what to do. There's a lot of different areas in which, you know, we could talk about that, but certainly one of them would seem to be our relationship with God. Do we really need to be taught how to pray? When it comes right down to it. Obviously, in our gospel, it alludes to the fact that the various groups, John's disciples, but we also know like the Essenes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they all taught their disciples how to pray, and it raises the question, why didn't they know how to pray? And even as a priest, people say, well, you know, I really don't know how to pray. Do you know how to live? Do you know how to breathe? Do you know how to raise your mind to God? So we get caught in this thing where if we don't know the technique, if we don't know what we're supposed to do, we think we don't know the reality of it, right? We don't know how to enter into that. Did anybody have to teach you how to be a friend? Did you have to take a course in how to be a friend to somebody? Or did you learn that by being a friend? Did anybody have to teach you to play? Here's how you play. Your mom and your dad sat you down and said, okay, now when you play, this is what you do. Well, no. You just played because you were a kid. Did everybody have to teach you how to pray? The answer should be no, because you're a child of God. You're created, we're created by love, in love, for love, by the Creator Himself. God. And in fact, we have the divine spark, if we want to call it that, within us. The longing for God, but also the spark of immortality that God has given us by creating us in His image and likeness. So if you want some evidence of the fact that all of creation is fallen, if you want some evidence of the fact that we are in a fallen state, I would say prime evidence is the fact that we don't know how to pray. We don't know how to communicate well with God, and we continually ask, teach us to pray. In our gospel today, at the beginning, Jesus is in a certain place praying, and then he's praying, his disciples see him praying, they say, we'd like to have the relationship with the Lord you have, so teach us how to have it. And I almost think that Jesus thought, really, I have to teach this to you? But okay, here's how you enter into it. The first thing is, you have to be in relationship to God in the way that I am, which means now, for the first time in history, you're going to call God Father, but in an intimate way. You're going to address God as Abba, my Father. Not Father Creator, not Father ruler, not Father omnipotent, but simply my Father. And then you're going to ask that the Lord have done in your life his will, that his will reign over everything. Not because God needs to reign over everything, not because God needs to be recognized as omnipotent, but because you're created in him. That means to be who you are, in truth, you have to let God be God and you not be God. So that's how you pray. That's how you enter into this relationship. At the end of the gospel, if you want to know what Jesus was praying for, he says, "If you then who are wicked know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" That's what he was praying for. Jesus in his earthly life continually prays and enters into that relationship with God in the Spirit, and he knows that it's only in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that we have communion with God. So when we pray and we ask for these various things, and it's good that we pray, it's good that we ask for the things we do day in and day out, for our daily bread, for those who are suffering, for troubled relationships, for those who need work, those in our families who are sick. It's good that we pray for all those things. It's good that we actually include the communion of saints. But all of that prayer is directed towards this one thing. You should be, you need to be, we have to be asking for the Holy Spirit. We have to ask day in and day out, "Lord, that I live in your Spirit." Then we won't have to ask to be taught to pray. We just will. We won't have to ask, "Am I in right relationship with God?" We will know. We won't have to ask, "Lord, give me your peace for the troubles in my life." It will just be what we already live. The peace, the surety, the confidence in God's mercy, love, in God's presence. So today we ask the Lord, teach us to pray. But even deeper, we are saying, teach us to live in your Spirit.